Blah.
That works too. That that was a clap. Blah.
Sometimes it just your mic looks like a snack, you know?
Mine?
Well, no, just
just in general. Like,
just not
have you
general.
Been looking at my mic?
It's like a pill-shaped mic. It's.
Have you been looking at my that mic looking like a snack, girl? What? Like, no, I've never looked at my mic and thought it looked delicious. Welcome to Mean Value Theorem.
Literally just thought of that.
Where we think our mics are snacks.
Okay, mystery.
How many C's, when you looked at your microphone, how many C's did you see in the word snack?
When you said mystery, or when I said mystery and you said how many C's, I was like, how is there a C in mystery?
Mr. C.
Mr. C.
That's what we should have called the show, Mr. C.
Mr. C.
That's pretty
no,
good
no, no,
for...
But seriously, wait, are we... Like,
we're going. This is
like,
real. This is
when
already
you said mystery,
you can't take
I don't
it back.
Know why, but the first thing that came to my head was, like, I don't know how to explain this. You know, like, there used to be, like, I guess there used to be anyway. I just know about them. There used to be, like, old radio stations that would, like, there'd be, like, a narrator of this, like, mystery. That's, like, an
yeah,
intense,
like, they
like,
do,
story.
Like, stories, kind of, and it'd be, like, a story
yeah,
time.
But it was,
everyone
like, super staticky and, like, intense and, like, yeah, sound
okay,
effects
yeah, you,
and stuff. Like, that's the first thing
you give some
I thought
context,
of.
And I'll just make some noises.
It was a dark day. And never mind. But anyways.
Yeah. No, I actually
no,
thought of that, too, for some
I've
reason.
I've listened to one, and I don't know how, when, or why.
What like actually on the radio or just like
I guess maybe
a
it was
replay.
In school and like a teacher played the whole thing. Maybe,
I used
that's
to look
guess.
At these. They actually have a website. I think it's called Old Time Radio. It's called Old Time Radio, but I don't. Oh, it's oldtimeradioworld.com, and it's just a collection of well old radio shows that I think they're
oh,
all
a mystery
probably.
Category.
Yeah, there is a mystery category. Oh, you got things like The Adventures of Leonidas. Witherall, Barry Craig, you know classic
Beyond
hits.
Midnight.
That one actually sounds cool.
We
I
all
was
know
just...
Danger Dr. Danfield.
Escape radio shows, which apparently, you know, caused the escape room phenomenon in America. Probably.
Probably.
Lights Out. These don't sound like mystery. They sound terrifying.
The Whistler.
They sound like horror film. The Whistler
I have
is
to
definitely a horror.
This later. I have to. This is like a godsend right here.
There was another website like this, but it actually had a jukebox. It looked like a jukebox, sort of like the old radio dials and stuff.
Yeah.
And you could actually, like, pretend you're using a radio, and it had different stations, and they would just stream. But I don't think it exists anymore. I haven't been able to see
this
that.
This is such anymore. A different time. There's this one. I think it's the Adventures of Leonidas Witherall. And this is so dated because it's from the 40s. The last episode is called Square Nazi Jackboot.
That's when they said that's where we got to cut it off. That's the end.
It's June 4th, 1944.
Dang. I wonder, when is the public domain date? Because there's certain, like, there's
right.
an actual
yeah.
date, and they froze it for a couple years, where anything before that time, like, you can completely use it, belongs to the public. Like, I could resell it to people. Like, most of the books you buy for class, like, classics, all that, anybody could go and print them if they wanted, or translate them themselves and have their own version of it. And I think that's presumably the same with these old radio shows.
It says works already in the public domain. Oh wait, this is stupid. This is not a good summary. I gotta dig deeper. I don't know.
Well,
but it says in 2019 there's a lot of things that are going to be
yeah, because they froze it for a long time. That's something I knew
I
about.
Think
I don't know
from
if it
like,
froze it 10 years.
I think it's like 1923 stuff from before that maybe. I don't know.
Well, right now, I don't know if you ever heard of Project Gutenberg. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So it's basically a giant ebook collection made of just public domain or free works. Some people choose to actively, you know, make public domain works to begin with, especially like graphics people nowadays. They'll say, you know, anybody can use it. It's like licensing, basically.
Right, yeah.
And so this website's just a giant collection, 57,000 books, including mystery novels.
Book and categories. This is intense.
You could take one on here right now if you want, and then just put it in a nice format and sell it to people if you want it. Like, nobody's stopping you. Or read them, which I think is their intention.
Most likely. No, this is just this is a front.
I think it is. But, like, you could look up, there's some classics on here, too. I'm trying to think of one, but pretty much any Greek or Roman, like, classic you've heard of is on this site. I think you could probably get even Alice in Wonderland. That's an old book. Yeah, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is on here, and it's got 937 downloads. And how many of those people sold it? I don't know. Probably at least 10 of them. And there's another website as well called LibriVox, which is the same thing but just audiobooks, and they're like sort of partners with each other. So they'll work on basically making audio versions of everything on Project Gutenberg or just any book in general. And it's free to listen to, and it's also read by volunteers.
Isn't the world just nice sometimes?
Kind of.
Well, what do you think of when you think of mystery?
When
nothing came to your head?
nothing immediately came to my head. I think the first thing I thought of was just like mysterious itself, like not necessarily like a mystery novel or anything, but almost just not knowing, more like the unknown kind of mystery, like not understanding something.
Oh, okay. I just went straight to like pop culture, I guess.
I mean, I thought of both. I thought of pop culture too. I kind of took me a while to think about it. At first I was like, mystery, that's obviously a genre of things, but let me ignore that for about 20 minutes while I go on this like sidetrack in my mind. But yeah, I mean, I could see it going either way. Like, mystery about a topic. I guess it's just because lately what I've been doing is, like, solving, like, puzzles and problems. Like, most of the work I do is problem solving, right? Like, I do computer engineering, software-related things. So when I think of mystery, it's really boring compared to, like, how everybody else probably thinks of mystery.
I watch too many, like, Sherlock inspired shows, so that's what I think of.
They actually have the Adventures of Sherlock Holmes on Project Gutenberg, so you can get that.
I have two physical copies, come on.
Yeah, and guess what, you bought that from somebody who stole it from the public.
I'm better than Gutenberg. I stole it from somebody.
You're stealing directly from the public. I mean, obviously what they do is they, you know, bind it and publish it, and you're basically paying for that, which is fine, and that's good that that exists. But if you do want access to the other ones, they got the Adventures of Sherlock Holmes on here, the Return of Sherlock Holmes, the Valley of Fear, the Hound of the Baskervilles, a classic. That actually, I'm pretty sure, do you know that there was a mystery series? I used to read a lot of mystery when I was younger, like young adult. Do you remember a mystery series that was like a dog? I forget what it was called, but it was like a young adult book, and the dog was the detective, I'm pretty sure.
The dog was the detective.
Yeah. What's that called? Because I know there's like Nancy Young Adult Drew type. I don't think. Wait, what was it?
You said it's young adult?
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah, it definitely was, because it had like a cover that definitely wouldn't appeal to adults in any way. What was that called? Because I know there is
dog.
Jack Russell,
I was gonna say
there's Jack Russell Dog Detective, but it's not that. It was like a hound dog detective. Oh my god, it's like on the tip
paw
of my
enforcement
tongue,
paw what? Enforcement. That's one of the books that came up when I looked up something about
it's
young
it's
adult
a great
dog detective
series,
books
it, paw, it's a great paw series. apparently there's an animated series called Sherlock Hound.
I didn't really read anything as a young child.
Nothing at all?
Like barely ever.
Like no books at all, or just mystery ones. Nothing?
Like I just read what I had to read for school and that was it.
Dude, that's a sad life. I read way more when I was younger. I read all the books in my house and I had to basically go through and read them again because I ran out of books.
Like I don't know what it is, but anytime I'm reading I just get it, like it makes me tired and I just want to stop. Even if I love the Sherlock stories, but I cannot read more than like two of the short stories in a row.
Do you ever do like audiobooks or anything like that? Have you tried those?
No, that I've always wanted to try, but I haven't.
Well, there's LibriVox.org, free public domain audiobooks. You can get your mystery fill, and you can also try it out. Because I know a lot of people have problems, not necessarily with like attention span or anything, but reading just kind of drones on for them. I know my brother would always fall asleep. Like, he would read a page, and he would just be asleep. So maybe narcolepsy runs in my family, but either way.
Maybe I should not stop talking to you. I could get it too.
Yeah, it's definitely contagious, just like the JFK airport. Did you see?
No, I didn't look that up. What happened?
That is a mystery, because they made it seem like it was a huge quarantine.
When did this happen? Yesterday? A day ago?
I think it happened 2 days ago, maybe.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's still going on, and like the news stories keep updating. But the funniest part of the whole thing is, one, they made it seem like a huge quarantine thing. But most people, as soon as they got checked out, were allowed to like leave or continue traveling.
What?
And only a couple of people were actually like quarantined.
Wait, and it says all passengers are off and have been evaluated. 19 sick, 10 went to the hospital, and 9 refused medical attention.
There was the amazing part of this has nothing to do with the flight or the quarantine. It's that Vanilla Ice was on the flight. I don't know if you do that.
No.
But I didn't know that either. And I looked up, there was, Eminem is having like a rap feud with, what's the other guy? Something with an M. Eminem feud. Let's figure it out.
He just released a new album and made fun of everybody.
It was all disses. But Machine Gun Kelly,
yeah, it was MGK,
already made a diss track back at him, so Eminem's already working on something new. And I stumbled on an article about that, and I didn't even mean to read it, but I clicked on it. I clicked on the one next to that because it said Vanilla Ice in quarantine comments on the Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly dispute. So I was like, what? He's in quarantine? So I looked up the flight again. And there's articles just about Vanilla Ice on the flight. But if you look at the like CNN article, the main article to update people on this, the first part's like a little update, and then it just talks about Vanilla Ice the whole time for like multiple, like 8 paragraphs. It's just like, Vanilla Ice was also on the plane. Check out his tweets. Here's all of them. And also, let's talk about the rap feed
in the
article about this. Yeah. And I was like, what? Like, does Vanilla Ice own CNN? Like, what's going on right now? It's like national news. Has Vanilla Ice even done anything in years? Like,
doesn't he
do house stuff? Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe not. I mean, everybody got off the plane, but was Vanilla Ice one in the hospital?
Vanilla Ice is... Look at that man's face. Like,
yes, Vanilla Ice really was on that quarantine flight from Dubai. He has a tweet where it's showing out the window. And, like, you can see all, like, the cops and CDC personnel and stuff. Mm-hmm. And his tweet under it says, thank God I'm on the top flight of this deck. Like, he's not even down there. Like, all the sick people are on the lower, I
and
presume,
talking
poor
about
people.
Him.
Yeah. He's, like, on the poor. They're there down in the poor people part. And he's like, I'm Vanilla Ice. I'm rich. Thank God I wasn't by those peasants. But, yeah,
okay,
no,
wait,
he makes.
Sorry, Vanilla Ice. You need to see his movie. One of his movies, Cool as Ice.
Is that's a real thing?
Yes, Cool as Ice.
Why?
It was made in 1991. It's essentially a movie about how cool he is, and he like tries to like.
It's
court
a musical?
This girl. No, I said it's a movie about how cool he is.
But it says here it's a romantic musical comedy.
I guess if there's some music in it.
Is it mostly? It's not like you don't even need
to watch
it.
You just need to watch the JonTron video of it.
I'll have to check that out, because I mean, I don't even know much about Vanilla Ice, but I know now he does house. Like, I'm pretty sure he has a house show, like one of those type contractor shows.
Right.
And that the real mystery is, how do you go from being a rapper to doing like home do-it-yourself projects and also be like wildly successful? Like, he's just as famous for that, apparently. Well, like, my mom knows who he is.
Do people even listen to his music anymore, though?
Like, he doesn't make music. He just had the meme. I don't think he makes music at all. He just had, you know, Ice Ice Baby.
I'm obviously like I'm too young to like know anything about him. Obviously, I know like some of the songs, but to me, it seems like one of those people who just like gets lucky and gets really popular off like an album or something, and then people really like him, but he's not actually that good, so he dies quickly.
Yeah, like it's not about the music, but luckily he realized that too and started switching it up. I don't know, but he could have been very, very popular.
On his filmography, 2013, Vanilla Ice goes Amish.
What? I'm definitely watching that. I'm 100%. That okay.
There's no
I just
link
saw
for
this.
It, but I guess
he Vanilla Ice performing at Info Session Stadium in Akron, Ohio, 2018. So he's still performing.
Okay.
But I don't know if that means I'm trying to see when he last released an album. But I don't, like, he actively performs, at least.
Rapper Vanilla Ice visits Amish country in Ohio, where he works among the Amish and learns their craftsmanship methods while renovating homes for Amish families in need.
Is he even allowed to do that? Wait, there's Amish people in need? What? I looked this up before to see how much, like, Amish people make, and they actually, some of them make tons of money. Some of them are like, it's hard to get involved in the community, actually. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, maybe I'll just go be Amish after all this. Like, you can't. It's not that simple, actually. Well, and
okay.
Yeah.
You can continue, but I just want you to know, and all the people who may stumble upon this, that it's available on Prime Video.
Like, for free.
For free, if you have Prime.
If you have Prime Video, obviously.
Yeah.
The thing about Prime Video that makes me angry is that some of the things you still have to pay for. Even though it's like a subscription service.
But yeah, I know you're talking about.
Like, I know some new shows, some old shows, like, I get it. Like, that's kind of how it has to be, especially the way they have Prime set up. It's not, like, you're not just buying Prime Video. It's not like a Netflix thing. Some people don't use that part of the service at all.
I barely even knew about it until like a month ago.
It's actually, the originals on Prime are pretty good. I've seen some pretty decent stuff. Also, just to mention, Vanilla Ice's last album was WTF, Wisdom, Tenacity, and Focus, released in 2011, but recently hasn't made any music.
Oh, wait, no, you still have to buy it. Never mind. Take that back.
Nobody.
$3
nobody
per episode.
Nobody watch it. What? How many episodes are there?
There's two seasons.
Nobody. Okay, who the heck is buying that?
I don't know.
Who is buying Vanilla Ice's, what is it called again?
Vanilla Ice Goes Amish. It's such a misleading title, too.
That's like...
Like, it's a clickbait
that
title.
That was before... It's like clickbait, but when was this produced? Like, does it have a year
on
this?
I think it was 2011.
The last time he made an album called WTF, Wisdom, Tenacity, and Focus. Which is an amazing title, by the way. He also, same year, went and fixed Amish homes. Whose life story is like that?
2013.
Oh.
Yeah. My bad.
Well, that's all right. I don't blame him. You know, he's just making a living, doing his thing. You can't be mad at that. Like, but I think the reason he's involved is because, like, he's a white rapper, right? And then Eminem is a white rapper, and then Machine Gun Kelly's a white rapper. So they're trying to make it like a thing, like
that's possible,
who's the best of them, or I don't know, something like that.
To be fair, Eminem did dislike everybody on it, though.
I
hate.
Didn't actually...
I don't like rap music. Like, I really don't. But like, I really, really loved Eminem as I grew up for some reason. Probably because my family. So I still listen to him. Not that much.
So your family listened to Eminem?
Yeah, my mom still does. My aunt does too.
That seems like I don't actually know people who listen to Eminem. Like, I know like he's really popular. Some people know his songs when they're like out, but I don't know people who actively like listen to his back catalog. I have a couple songs that like I really liked, and I think most of them I probably learned through like knowing you or knowing you liked it, so I checked him out.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't listened to the new album, but I listened to two songs off it, and even then I was like, damn, like, whoa. Lots of this.
The first song is like pretty amazing. The rest of them are good. I haven't like I listened to the album without like I didn't look at the tracks. I just listened to it as I was like, I don't know what I was doing. Working on something or whatever. But I know for sure the first song is like amazing. And there's definitely some other good ones, but I can't name them. Because I don't know the names.
I'm thinking, well, I know he had like a lot of like poppy ones that got pretty, popular, like where he's actually singing in them. And those were the ones I typically liked. And I think that's not why most people liked him, but he actually has a pretty good voice, like a tone for just the singing parts, in my opinion. But he doesn't do it that much. And I don't think the one two I listened to on the new album, he didn't do at all. And when I saw the album art, it's called Kamikaze, I thought it looked like this old like Beastie Boys album or something. The Brass Monkey. Have you ever seen or heard that? Because I'm pretty sure it is. Like, I'm going to send you this picture and I'll put it up on the screen for people watching on like YouTube and stuff. But look at this. This is the album art for Beastie Boys' License to Ill. And here is the album art for Kamikaze by Eminem. And my main question with this is, did he know Vanilla Ice was going to be on a plane quarantined, so he made it a plane?
The gods have spoken.
It's got to be that.
That isn't... They're the same thing.
Also, I don't know if there's a connection. Myself.
I don't know how much was muted, but we'll figure that out later.
We found... did you mute it? did you mute yourself on Discord?
Yeah, on accident.
Then you'll still have it in the feed, but I heard... What did you... I'm still shocked. Like, you just came in, like, slightly off time, and it was like, God has spoken. It was like you... If I just paused for, like...
Oh, I just talked about the Eminem album and how he does sing in it.
God has spoken.
I don't know, man. This is the first episode. Calm down. Stop, dude. It's fine.
That was amazing, dude.
Production value is not that high.
But so he does sing in that one. The new one.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of want to give it a chance because I don't really like just the diss culture, I guess, that goes along with it. Because everybody, I mean, it's how YouTube works too. Like, the more drama you build up, the more popular you get. And obviously musicians do the same thing. Even if they're on the same label, like, you can tell sometimes it's completely concocted. Like, if they're on the same label, they basically told them, pretend you're angry at each other for a day. Or, I think the worst version of this, like Hollywood type stuff, is when stars pretend they're dating when there's like a new release coming out or something like that. It doesn't really make sense to me, because like, as a person who watches movies, wouldn't you want them to be single so more people would like want to be with them, kind of, envision themselves as this thing? But
I don't know. Like, this specific Eminem thing is like a fake thing. He's not being like, that's not, he would never, his whole album's about not being fake.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I wonder like how people respond, because most of the rap drama is fake. Like, does Machine Gun Kelly really have, I didn't listen to his diss track, but if we look up the lyrics, it's probably going to be like, Eminem's dumb, I hate him, or something. Like, I can't imagine him having anything like really that great to say.
Yeah, maybe he did.
Based on, maybe he does, but like, based on other tracks by him, like Eminem's always been kind of that person who puts, even if you don't like it necessarily, he puts a lot of meaning and character into the song. Like, you know he's being genuine, at
yeah,
least.
Yeah. He always sounds angry. I love his voice. He always sounds like he's pissed.
He really does. Have you heard, I don't think it was on the album, but River featuring Ed Sheeran?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know how to listen to that last album.
I don't know how to... That was actually on an album? I don't think I listened to Revival, because no, I didn't...
That, unfortunately, that album failed.
I heard it was, like, politically charged or something.
I think
a lot of people listened to it just... Even if they agreed with him politically, a lot of people just don't care.
There were a lot of good songs on it. It would, for me, some of the, I don't know. I did not like the Ed Sheeran one. I personally don't like Ed Sheeran.
I like Ed Sheeran, but I did not like that song at all.
For me, it was like a bunch of the features. Like, I don't know. I just didn't like a lot of it.
X Ambassadors was featured?
Oh, that song was actually good. That song was pretty good.
I like X-Ambassadors. They had they're not one hit wonders, but in my head they almost seem like they are.
They kind of like had heavy.
The Renegades.
Yeah.
And Unsteady.
Unsteady. And yeah.
They actually, interestingly enough, did the song Home featuring Machine Gun Kelly. So they're playing both sides of the fence on this debate. Okay. So
I actually think I bought that album, their first one.
The X-Ambassadors?
Yeah.
The VHS?
Yeah.
I think. Or Love Song Drug Song?
I forgot what it's called, but I bought it.
Well, their first, like, mainstream one was VHS, and that's the one that had, like, Renegades on it.
Yeah.
So.
That was it then.
They had Imagine Dragons feature on the song Fear.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard that song. I'm going to have to listen to that later. That sounds really... I mean, I like Imagine Dragons. My parents... are huge fans, surprisingly.
Your
like
parents.
I came back and they're like, have you ever heard Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons?
That song
is the greatest
awesome.
Song of all time. And I said, yeah, I've heard the whole album. Have you? They're like, no, we don't know how Spotify works, I guess. So I show them some of the other songs, but they really just love Whatever It Takes. And the older stuff too. My mom liked the like original album Night Visions with like Demons,
mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
Time, Radioactive, and it's crazy to me how popular Imagine Dragons is now. Like, it's actually nuts. They're ninth in the world on Spotify.
Yeah, they've like the growth is like exponential. Like, it's crazy.
Not many
crazy.
Like people coming from like alternative type like roots become like mainstream like that famous,
right?
Like, they'll have maybe a hit song or they might be played on pop radio, but these guys are literally one of the top fans in the world.
Yeah,
right now.
A lot of the times it's like you get this big boost of like listeners and stuff, but then it like goes back to like not bad but just whatever medium.
That's
kind
of how I feel like Walk the Moon randomly got like a giant surge with like Shut Up and Dance. And then their next album is not at all, like, popular.
I feel like the problem is, like, people, like, the common person, I guess. It's probably going to be offensive, whatever. Most people just, like, they hear a song on the radio, they're like, oh, that's good, I'll go buy it or add it to my playlist or Spotify or whatever. And then they won't listen to the rest of their songs. Because
yeah, they're not loyal to the band, they're loyal just to that song.
And if the other songs don't sound like it, they're just like, nope.
Well, that's why they say, like, musicians should make singles. Like, it doesn't matter if you put them in an album. People don't care about albums, especially anymore. Like, if you have five great singles and then you package them all in an album, great. Like, there's not many... The albums were basically, if you trace the history, originally made by studios to say, let's make more money off the hits by saying, here's 10 songs and making people pay more for it. But that just made a lot of filler because they really only used to release singles. Like, that's how the whole business worked. And it's kind of going back to that.
I guess I might be biased or something, but I like albums a lot for some reason.
I do too, like, especially if they're like meaningful.
Yeah. And for some reason, I can't listen to music any other way. If I'm listening to music, I can't just like listen to things out of order. I like, if I'm like, I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna like do homework or whatever and listen to music, I always just play an album. I don't like play like a playlist or like random, let YouTube play autoplay or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I like
That's just
listening to
me.
albums. Well, in fact, on my Spotify, if you would look, I actually made like a playlist list that is every album I listen to, and I was going through at the time, listening to an album and then dragging in just the songs I liked from that album, but I would listen to the album straight through.
Oh, okay.
And then I would sometimes shuffle that playlist,
It's kind of a good way to
but
like unbiasedly like judge like
yeah.
songs by an artist.
Because I wanted to know more about the artists, their style, like understand things. Because I found most of the times the songs I like by artists that I continually listen to tend not to be their most popular song anyway. It might be
Yeah,
like a song that's
exactly.
not even on their top five.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite bands is the Airborne Toxic Event. And most of the songs I like by them now are all on their album Songs of God and Whiskey, which is an acoustic album and didn't get much exposure at all. Like, there's 10 songs right there that probably most people haven't heard, and only one of them appears on their top 10 popular on Spotify.
Right.
And it's one of my most listened to albums of all time. And that's true for, if you go through to like all of the artists you continue to listen to, I think most people would find that's pretty accurate, unless they love like every single song. But whatever, that's the same thing. You love all of them.
I feel like that's impossible. Like
Love every
to like
song?
every song from a band.
I think
I mean, it might be
probably.
possible if you don't have that much music.
Yeah, so you should never make lot. Don't be prolific, and then people will love you.
No, but
I
like,
know what you
of
mean, yeah.
course, you know, like Bright Eyes is my favorite of all
Yeah.
time, probably. But I hate a lot of their songs. No, not like even like 20%, but there's definitely like a good 10, 15% of their songs I just don't care for.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely hits and miss, and sometimes people take an artistic turn that you don't necessarily agree with. And I've found a lot of my favorite bands, I really love them or their personalities even, and I just hate their like the way they go
Yeah.
with their direction. And I mean, a lot of people say that when it comes to like, oh, you turn pop. I don't like care about that. It's more just, why do you sound stupid? It has nothing to do with like, oh, I'm trying a new genre. I don't care if they switch to doing another genre or anything. That would be awesome. Just don't be bad at it.
Yeah. It's cool to see bands like try different things.
Yeah, because if you don't experiment, you die. Because the thing is, people love familiarity, and but they also love novelty, and you need to have a
Yeah.
good balance of it. You can't keep all of your old followers when you make a new change. That's just not how it works. But you won't get any new ones if you stay the same either, and then people end up getting bored of you anyway.
Like they
And
go ahead.
well, I think that's why like a band like Walk the Moon or something, even though it's true what you said about like how people discover music, like they did make a drastic shift after that. But either some could say it was too soon, but others could say like it was just not very good music.
I'd have to listen to it because I have no idea.
What's
Like
do you know?
I know they're single on the radio right now, but I don't remember it. I know, like, if I heard it, I would remember it.
Do you know Arctic Monkeys?
Yes, and I hate them.
So that's like one of like a giant band, very popular in the UK, like they're bigger than most people think they are, especially in the United States. Like they're superstars and they've been around forever.
Oh, yeah.
And they've just had like hit after hit, and like all of their albums did very well. And then their latest one, they decided to make like lounge music, and everybody's like, I hate this. But they don't care. Like they already have this giant back
Yeah.
catalog. They can still tour with all their
Well,
hits.
also just
But
like,
now,
fuck that. Like, just make whatever you want. Like,
yeah, and
it's not
I kind of
fun.
like it, honestly.
It's not fun to not do what you want.
I mean, most artists start hating their songs after a while. You look at like Panic at the Disco.
Oh,
everybody knows the one song. The I Write Sins Not Tragedies.
Yep.
And he always has to play that. Imagine playing one song for the next 10 years, that. Like every time you perform.
I hate that fan base.
Yeah. But he's got, it's not that he isn't popular and hasn't had other hits. It's just everyone knows that song.
Yeah. And you like, it kind of got, you gotta feel bad for him. He's obligated to almost like play it.
Yeah. And even if he tries like switching it up a little in the song, you could see like, Taylor Swift, for instance, just made a BBC cover. Like BBC Studios does cover songs, and it's usually other like artists doing other big artist ones, and there's not many channels where artists do other big artist ones, and they're like well produced and big and not like some one off.
Mm-hmm.
And she covered her own song. She covered Love Story, but instead of doing like the country version, she did it in her like current style. And I thought that was kind of interesting.
I'll have to listen to that.
But it makes, like, me feel bad for a lot of big artists. I mean, you can't really be mad because they're giant sensations and millionaires, but artistically, like, that's kind of got to hurt when you're, like, Carly Rae Jepsen. You made Call Me Maybe, and now you're just that meme girl.
Yeah.
Who made Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, you get pigeonholed. It's the same. It's like typecasting and acting. Like, you end up being a sitcom actor on like a really popular show, and then suddenly you can't get hired for anything else because you're too equated to that character, or you're too equated to a type of role.
So I kind of felt bad. Like, I've liked Linkin Park for quite some time, and when they released their last album, I just did not like it because it was so different, and I was just like, well, this sucks. And I just didn't listen. I didn't even actually listen to the whole thing. I just listened to a few of the songs. But like, now I love that album, and it's actually really good because I actually gave it a chance.
Yeah.
So I hate, I don't know.
It's just tough because sometimes it's so unfamiliar. And
the
amazing thing about like Linkin Park and following their path and trajectories, they always did something different.
Yeah, they.
But that was definitely the biggest jump for them, because they went from. They basically went from making something that was kind of poppy to making something that was the heaviest stuff they ever made to making the lightest stuff they ever made. And I think that's why, like, if you look at The Hunting Party,
that stuff was pretty
hard.
Yeah.
Especially when you listen back to back with One More Light and you're just like, well, that's so different. And I love all their songs. I mean, there's some songs I skip, especially on... I can't even think of one right now, but I think the album I listen to the least is Living Things, and I feel like I should give it more of a chance.
For actually that album, both Brianna and I listened to it together. We were kind of unimpressed. A lot of the songs like sound really similar.
Like, I know Burn It Down and Castle of Glass.
Yeah.
And I like those songs a lot, but even if you just looked at those two songs, you could probably play them back to back and think you didn't switch songs.
Yeah, that's the problem with it. Like, I couldn't even tell when the songs were switching. What's really interesting though is like their lyrics, not lyrics, their music has like stayed consistent. Like, or sorry, I'm fucking out my words, man. Their music has always been changing. Like, they always did something different. But their lyrics have always been like the same level of sad. If you like actually like listen and like read the lyrics.
And I'd be interesting to know how much of that was due to like Mike Shinoda and what wasn't. Because a lot of people seem to think he did like pretty much everything, like music direction wise.
And he kind of, like, didn't he start the band too?
Yeah, like he started it, like he basically produces everything, and he like had the final say. Like, he was clearly the boss.
Yeah,
kind of.
I'm sure Chester made his own lyrics.
I'm sure they definitely sat down and did it together for a lot of it, and probably wrote most of his own thing. Because that's the thing about singers, even if they don't write it at some level, it's still the way they do it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm pretty sure he wrote most of it, but a lot of my favorite songs by them, I realized later, I actually really like Mike's parts, even though he's like doing really plain singing.
Yeah.
Kind of. But he actually was voted, Chester was high up on the list, but it was like the top 20 metal vocal, or no, it was like the top 100 metal vocalists of all time. And Mike Shinoda was at 20, and he only appears in like a couple, like he usually does verses.
Interesting.
But he does have, I think, three songs from the older stuff where it's just him.
Yeah, he has a few.
And but I found I really like the songs. I don't know why. There's just something about it like I enjoy. But it's, have you seen?
He's got a nice, like, simple voice.
Yeah, it just sounds good.
Yeah, his voice just is good, and you can't like not say it's bad.
Yeah, it's like tone too. Like you can't change somebody's tone. Like he's not technically a good singer, like you could say. He doesn't go high low, he doesn't have a lot of range, but it sounds good, and that's all you need.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Mike Shinoda's like solo work since?
I've listened to a couple of songs. I haven't listened to the whole album though. Have you?
Yeah, so I have not listened to the whole album either, but I was going to, but the singles, I didn't really like the singles at all.
I didn't like what I heard either.
Post-traumatic. Maybe, I don't know, it just seemed too plain, kind of. Like, I'm used to either, if you have plain music like that, you either need a really, really strong vocalist with a lot of range, or you need it to be really full. Like, it's very sparse and minimalistic, almost.
I'm sure there's gotta be at least a few good songs, I'm sure.
There's probably is. I mean, you actually, the one Crossing a Line has 9 million Spotify listens. I like Kay Flay. She's on the top song, and she's like a female rapper, kind of. And I only know two of her songs, but I used to listen to these like electronic remixes of them. It was Make Me Fade and Can't Sleep. And I don't know why, but I was addicted to those songs at the time. Like, they were just so good. So I probably go through and listen to it again. But guess who's on that album? Machine Gun Kelly. It's all coming together.
We're really solving this mystery. I'm trying to bring
I think we're really
out.
Getting
sorry.
No, it's true. I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure something's going on. Like, there's airplanes in the images. There's Machine Gun Kelly's fingerprints are all over this. I think he was in. We could probably, if we could pin him down to being in Dubai, we would have solved this mystery. He was probably, I bet, you know, he was probably the pilot of that airplane. You're gonna read a week from now, Machine Gun Kelly was actually piloting here,
with Vanilla Ice's support.
Vanilla Ice is hiding out on the top.
Thank God I was in the cockpit.
He knew he was getting, like, the lower decks, they were going to release some, like, toxin or something. There must have been somebody on that plane. Maybe it was, like, you know how people are always, like, if I could go back in time, I'd, like, kill Hitler or something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe it was like that. There's somebody on the plane, and Vanilla Ice and Machine Gun Kelly are time travelers. And there was somebody on that plane who in the future becomes, like, a massive dictator or something. And they were like, we got to stop it now. And they did. It's one of those 9 to 10 people
so
in the hospital.
Like, they just saved the world.
Yeah. Machine Gun Kelly is a hero. Sorry, Eminem. Maybe he's in on it too. I don't know. Maybe he's just an innocent bystander. But if Machine Gun Kelly just saved the world from a dictator, I don't know whose side to take anymore. It's quite hard
to
choose.
I'm dumbfounded.
I know. We should get Eminem on the podcast.
The Comcast.
On the Comcast. Get him on the Comcast. Get him over the
welcome
wires.
Welcome to the Comcast.
Hey, Eminem. Welcome to the Comcast. And are you in cahoots with Vanilla Ice and Machine Gun Kelly? Are you making a super rap group together? If there was a rap group with Machine Gun Kelly, Eminem, and Vanilla Ice, what would it be called?
This is too many words. What are you typing?
Vanilla rice.
What?
I don't know.
What, does this even make sense?
I had to look up to make sure it didn't exist. Because thinking about rice, what is rice? It's a collection of lots of things.
Rice
but
is
but together
a
it makes one cohesive dish.
It's a healing
dish.
No, it's a healing method. Isn't it like?
Is it
relax? Like if you like broke your leg or something and you needed to heal it.
Oh, like an acronym.
Like relaxation. Yeah, acronym. That's the word. Relaxation. Inclination.
Instigation.
Inclination.
It's probably inclination. Rest. Ice. But rest, vanilla ice, compression, and elevation.
Wait, how did vanilla ice go in there?
Rest, vanilla ice, compression, and evaluation. It's a small D. Oh, this is a great poster to go along with it. I'm going to send you this. It's basically the greatest medical poster. Like, if you were in your doctor's office and you saw this, what would you do? I think I'd leave. I'd be
this
like,
is amazing.
Did you make that? Did you make that yourself? He'd be like, no, it was my young daughter. And I'm like, oh, I hate children. And then I'd leave. You know, I don't know.
Wait, is that the doctor's name? Sihat Salam?
Is it?
You see the RX, the prescription?
Be Sihat Salam. I bet I'm butchering that. Is he 6'3", do you think?
Is it 603? Is he in room 603?
No, it's definitely his height.
This is his 603rd child. Patient or whatever. I can't talk to
your patient 603. Welcome to the rice office. Oh man, what are they doing to these poor people? That looks like the compressed one.
Wait, this looks terrible. This looks like a torture method. like you're tying a kid down to a bed. Like tying his arms and legs up. Like this kid broke his arm
hand's
and leg.
Gone.
Oh wait,
his hand is gone in the compressed.
He doesn't have a hand.
That's his leg cut off. It's just hanging. They taped it on the thing. That's blood. Why is the table red?
And
those they usually put white sheets down, but it's all red.
Ice to store the body.
Why is ice step two? Okay, so they say go to sleep. You know, they kill him. Then they ice the body, and then they cut it apart. Oh, yeah, so you can hide it easier later. So that maybe they're saving the head for some nefarious purpose, because you never see the head again. They ice the head. So they, like, cryogenically freeze the head, I believe. That's gotta be what this is, but I think Vanilla Rice is a good name for a rap group.
It's too easy.
Vanilla Ice, Eminem. Because, I mean, it's perfect, because it has multiple meanings, so it's like witty. Like, that's what rap people are always going for, you know?
Right.
Like, having phrases that mean multiple things at once. And you could also get sponsored really easy by rice companies or vanilla companies.
What's the rice company even? What rice companies are they?
Uncle Ben.
Oh, that, like, somehow. How does that still exist? Is that like.
People are too lazy to make rice. It's one of the most popular instant rice brands in America. There's actually supposedly a vanilla shortage, because a lot of we're using more artificial vanilla and people don't notice the difference, but also people who farm vanilla like just decide to make something else because it makes more money. And funnily enough, they're actually, if they kept the vanilla, they'd be making way more now, because it used to be like really cheap and now it's $600 per kilo, which is crazy for vanilla.
That's
let's go start a vanilla farm. Yeah. Let's,
wait.
What am I doing?
I didn't. This is too much for me. Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima. That's not a coincidence, right?
Are they owned by the same people?
No. Uncle Ben's owned by Mars. Aunt Jemima's owned by Quaker Oats.
I typed in Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, and guess what the first thing that popped up was?
What?
Married? I want to see if there's like a theory. There were others that capitalized on this theme. such as Uncle Ben's rice and cream of wheat's Rastus. Who the heck is Rastus? Also, what are they Rastus. Talking about? Theme. So, idealization of plantation life. One interpretation is that topic? Aunt Jemima. This is Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima.
Oh, no, I thought you just paused for a second. Like, we're talking about idealization of life on plantations.
No. I found a... It's like, okay. Got this from Wikipedia, the Aunt Jemima thing, and it actually talks about the connection between Uncle Ben's rice and some other stuff. So, it's saying Aunt Jemima embodied an early 20th century idealized domesticity that was inspired by old Southern hospitality. There were others that capitalized on this, such as Uncle Ben's rice and cream of wheat's Rastus. Don't know what that is. The backdrop of the trademark image of Aunt Jemima is a romanticized view of antebellum plantation life. The myth surrounding her secret recipe, family life, and plantation life as a happy slave contributes to the post-Civil War idealism.
Okay, so it is racist. Okay.
Apparently. I didn't know.
It's
gotta
be racist. Like, it's from the 1889. It's gotta be.
How does it still exist if it's, like... Because you think of all the things today...
Just people that, think of it nostalgically, I guess. And, like...
Like, and I don't, like, really see it as a problem anymore because it clearly doesn't mean the same thing anymore. I don't believe. But, like, what... You think of all the other things that are being, like, taken down for being potentially racist. Like, this definitely was. At some point.
Yeah. Like, but, okay, the wiki says something about it being racist, but Uncle Ben, I don't know if that has any... sort of connotation.
I mean, it's possible they copied off of Aunt Jemima's, but they might not have done it for that reason. Maybe
Uncle Ben came 1943, so it was like,
yeah, like it's not even the same era really.
Yeah,
to compare it to. So maybe the liberals, they're rewriting the Wikipedia. So I think everything's racist. But
everything is racist.
Yeah. That's okay. I'll get over it. But let's see. It says, Uncle Ben's products have carried the image of an elderly African-American man dressed in a bow tie, said to have been Frank Brown. According to Mars owns Uncle Ben's rice.
I was surprised by that, too.
Do you know what I really was surprised about? Do you know, I think, did I mention Jay's potato chips to you before?
Oh, yeah. The ship history that I know now.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me that I didn't know they went bankrupt. I didn't know they were sold multiple times. Yeah. I didn't know they changed their name from Japs to Jays during the war. And I didn't know I knew the people who owned it were the Japs, who was my brother's friends. So we have like all that. And the confusing part is Japs has two P's in it. So why did they call it Japs anyway? Were they in on this? Where was Machine Gun Kelly, and how is he connected to the Jay's potato chip industry?
He's gotta be.
If you don't know Jay's potato chips, it is in the Midwest. They own like 23% of the market. You obviously know that, but other people may not. Like, I thought that popcorn
this is an ad
from
read,
them
by
was
the way.
Everywhere. This is, yes. I wish, we're not sponsored by Jay's potato chips, but we should be. Especially since they're actually owned by Campbell's Soup now. So Campbell's, hit us up.
Have you ever wanted a delectable chip? Have you ever wanted to buy a full bag of chips that's only 50% air? Buy Jay's potato chips.
Lay's potato chips has 60% air. Like, I honestly, like, how do you get 30% of a chip market and then go bankrupt though? Like, that's amazing to me. That's like, I guess maybe it's sort of like Vanilla Ice's music career. Like, it just goes down. Like, you keep making stuff, but, you know, you're known for something else now. And you just hit hard times.
They should have sold their chips to the Amish.
Do you know what would have been a great career move? Selling the chips to the Japanese. I guess it would have been for a little bit. Then it would have been bad.
Yeah.
For them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well... Do you know that show? It is an Amazon Prime original, I think. The Man in the High Castle?
I've seen it. Like, the picture for it. I haven't actually watched it.
So I watched the first season, but it was a while ago. I think it was originally released in 2015, but the second season just came out. And it's basically a dystopian alternate history where the Germans won the war and the United States is split. Like, California is basically Japanese owned and the rest of America is owned by the Germans. And, you know, they split it however they did. So there's basically two superpowers in the world, Japan and Germany, and there's nobody else. And the series follows kind of like this film and these rebels trying to get the film because it's important for some reason. And to me, it was interesting because my cousin bought me like 30 alternate history books one year when the limit on our Secret Santa gifts was $25. This guy spent like $500 on alternate history books. And it's like, here you go. And I was like shocked. And I feel bad because I actually only read one of them so far. But I thought I'd be really interested in it. And this show is really great. But it kind of made me think of that. For some reason, what we were just talking about, because Japanese. But if, imagine the Japanese won the war and Japs potato chips existed, they would be the number one potato chip in the world.
For some reason, this made me think about, I think it was on the History Channel. There used to be a show, and I don't remember what it was called, but the whole premise of it was like, if all like humanity disappeared right now, what would happen in like the next following like thousands of years or hundreds of years?
Oh,
right?
Life After People.
Yes, that show.
Yeah, that's some of my favorite even YouTube content. Is very similar to that. It says, because that one went through time frame, doesn't it? Like, if it's a day after, this is what will happen. A month after, is that how it works? I don't know.
Yeah. They were like, this is what happened after a day.
And it's crazy
because the stocks would crash. I don't know.
You would probably really like, have you ever heard the Infographics show on YouTube?
Nope.
So it's a really amazing show. I don't know why I like it so much. They're basically cartoons and they explain something like Japan's population problem, you versus the predator. How could you defeat and survive? But a lot of it is real stuff, like based on like educational information, like, why is movie popcorn so expensive? Or habits rich people have? Or highest paying teen jobs? But they also have like a true crime series. They have a bunch of different series. And one of them is very similar to Life After People, where they say, like, what if you stopped drinking water tomorrow and just never drank water again? Like, how long would you last? Or stuff like that, which I think is pretty cool.
I'm gonna have to watch this. The Infographics show.
They have 3 million subscribers now, but they've been going for a while, and they're so big now. The guy who usually does the narrations, they had to hire a second person to help make more content because they're just getting so many views. But they have 472 million views total. Pretty
good. What happens when you die?
Yeah, what happens when you die? That's good. That's one of those types of videos, actually. That's
it's NASA hiding a planet. That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, they really do mix together, kind of like, it sounds clickbaity almost, but they really do explain exactly what they say. It's kind of crazy. It's like, if you wanted clickbait to be real, this makes it real. They found the niche. Related channels, PewDiePie, T-Series, and Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh,
it's all connected.
Machine Gun. I've never heard anything from him, I don't think.
I hope it's because I'm looking up things about
him. Oh,
wait,
that actually happened? I thought you were joking. And now I don't even know. You'll never know.
Yeah,
okay.
Have you ever seen...
Oh, wait, what?
Do you know the song Bad Things with Camila Cabello, the Latina singer girl?
No.
It's like she just wants to do bad things to you, but it was on the radio a lot. That's why I thought you might have heard it. It was maybe, I think it might have been 2 years back. I don't remember. But
that
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
That is Machine Gun Kelly on the verses, and then it's her singing the other part. But if you want to check him out, I like the song Alpha Omega for some reason. So that's the only one I have saved by him. So there's that.
Have you ever seen, there's this guy on Twitter who like makes some sort of bot that he programmed. He makes it like watch like 1,000 hours of a show. And then,
oh, really?
And then he has the computer write like a script, like its own script based on like all the, like, what it's learned. I want us to read one.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Could be a segment.
Except you're gonna be the narrator slash Mulder.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. He's got a bunch of them, and they're always beautiful and kind of deranged, and it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I've seen some other people do something similar, but never with, like, actual shows or scripts. Like, I've seen them do it with, like, books and stuff like that. And some of them were pretty bad, but my Twitter is low. Oh, wait, there it is.
He only shows the first, like, 2 pages, I guess, because, like, it probably just gets, like, crazy after that or something like that. I don't know.
I'm so mad because for some reason, by default, Windows 10 wants to open Twitter in their Twitter app, which is awful. But it's loading. Okay, it's here now. I forced a bot to watch over I'm the narrator and Mulder, and you're Weird Man.
I'll be Scully and the Weird Man.
All right, wait. Where's the first post here? Does it start with fire station, but for the police?
Yes.
All right. I've never been a narrator before, but let's try this.
You got
out.
This.
Do I just say
you
everything?
Got the perfect narrator voice. Yeah. What you is just go for it? I don't know.
What does int mean? Intro fire station
enter,
or envision
and
intro. Okay. Well, I'll figure it. I'll make something up if I don't know. The X Files introduction. Fire station.
It means integer.
For the police. Integer fire station. How many fire stations? We don't know yet, but it is for the police. Oh, Weird Man sits alone in an interrogation room. Fox Mulder and Hound Scully enter through a door-shaped door. Agent Mulder, FBI. Mulder shows him the Weird Man. Oh, I think we start over. I made it worse. Dang. It's not choppy at all. You'd expect like something with AI to be choppy, but it's it's not, and I think I added my own choppiness into it. All right, here we go. A weird man sits alone in an interrogation room. Fox Mulder and Hound Scully enter through a door-shaped door. Agent Mulder, FBI. Mulder shows the weird man his FBI badge. Badger.
Agent Scully. Agent Scully. TCBY. For some reason, Scully makes frozen yogurt.
Scully lost her measure. She shows the weird man her nothing. Mulder looks at the weird man like he thinks he's an alien. You're an alien.
Mulder, aliens aren't real yet.
Neither are dogs, but those are everywhere. And if he's not an alien, then we know he's an alien.
I want to call my lawyer.
Your alien lawyer that lives on the Mars? Fat chance, fat alien. Fat! Mulder punches the weird man with his foot. Scully holds Mulder back. The weird man bleeds from the foot punch.
The foot punch. How do I say something weirdly?
I don't know. You say it even weirder. Weirdly, I could maybe take a guess at it.
My blood. I was saying that for my wedding night.
You'll just have to marry me, alien. That's the blood law. Mulder proposes to the weird man. His badger is the ring.
Mulder, that law is not the truth.
Mulder says the famous X-Files combination of words. The truth is Outback Steakhouse.
These are my favorite things.
That was amazing. That's definitely going to be a recurring thing. on the podcast.
We could make that.
I think we'll even get better, and then we'll end up being real actors on an X-Files show. We'll give this guy, I know they're not all X-Files.
We'll give this guy credit. He's got a funny Twitter account.
Yeah, check out at Keaton Patty. It's KeatonPatti, and I'll also, if you're watching on YouTube, stick it up so you can see him. That was incredible. I don't think we can top that. We're at about an hour, so let's just say this is the end to the first episode of, God damn it, what did we name it?
The memeology?
The memeology knows. The meme value.
The New Testament?
The New Testament of memes, the meme economy, the meme value theorem, the Keaton Patty, if you will. The Machine Gun Kelly podcast is
mystery solved.
Yeah, so I think we learned a lot today. We learned how to be actors. We learned that conspiracies are real.
Let's make the title Mystery Solved, Machine Gun Kelly in charge of JFK airport scandal.
I'm willing to put $100 of advertising money down because I want this to succeed.
Are we talking this on the podcast?